Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. We're glad you're listening today, and we have a question from Carol, a question you've probably wondered about. It's about those two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11 who display miraculous powers from God in the last days. So Carol asks, who are those men? Are they figurative, merely representatives of the church in the last days, or are they actual people? John?
Well, I take the text of Scripture at face value. And if the book of Revelation says that in the time of tribulation there will come two witnesses, I assume they're two witnesses. As soon as you tell me it doesn't mean what it says, then I really don't know what it means. Now, if it's a beast coming up out of the sea that has all kinds of symbolic elements, then you want to interpret that symbolically. But when you have two witnesses who, for example, in Revelation 11, preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, who are slain in the street and seen by everybody, obviously television would make that possible, then there's no reason to assume something symbolic or something figurative in that. I believe these are two men who will appear during the time of the tribulation, who will preach the gospel, the world will resent that preaching, the world will kill them, and they will rise from the dead after having lain in the streets for a period of time dead. The shock of their resurrection, that same chapter says, will cause a great salvation to take place in the city of Jerusalem. And I think that triggers the great salvation among the Jewish people that is promised for that time.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, just visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.